Clive Palmer wants to head back to Canberra. Now, his announcement that he's putting himself at the top of the party's Senate ticket comes just days after he announced he'd finally pay back his entitlements to the workers who'd lost their jobs. But many voters are still angry about the nickel refinery's collapse. Mr. Palmer remains confident about his political prospects. Isabel Rowe reports. Australia ain't
gonna cop it. After months of Make Australia Great billboards, ads and unsolicited robocalls, Clive Palmer has announced he wants to get back into politics.
Hello everybody, I'd like to announce for you all the Queensland Senate team to contest the federal election. I'll be the number one candidate for Queensland and I hope I'll do a good job.
The last time Clive Palmer was in Parliament, his team quickly unravelled, with both Jackie Lambie and Glenn Lazarus leaving the party. He didn't recontest the seat of Fairfax in 2016, saying he was done with Canberra. Then, last year, he announced plans to run for the North Queensland seat of Herbert, but says his party didn't agree.
I put my name in for Herbert. I would have liked to have stood for Herbert, but of course the pre-selection committee were wiser than I was, and they've chosen Greg Dowling. He's a great candidate. He's going to win it, and I recognise that he's the best person to stand for Herbert. I want to do everything I can to get him elected.
Greg Dowling is a former rugby league player who now owns a business in Townsville. He's remembered in Queensland for a fight on the sidelines of a 1985 Trans-Tasman test in Brisbane, which continued when both players were put in the sin bin.
Great punch up on the far side. There's lefts and rights going as the play the ball is carried on in the middle of the paddock. She's on again.
If you want to keep the same people in, by all means. But with me, I'm not scared to go into Parliament to, you know, take on the hard task.
An on-field pugilist who Clive Palmer hopes can throw a few political punches. Herbert is Labor's most marginal seat and covers an area where people are keen for Adani's Carmichael coal mine to start and boost job prospects. Mr. Palmer agrees with the mining company's claims that its project is being unnecessarily delayed.
8 or 9 years now, and you can imagine if you're an overseas corporation investing in a foreign country, you'd be disappointed about the billions of dollars you've sunk in, not getting any return or any help from government. So if you want to really be efficient, reduce emissions, you've got to promote Australian coal as an alternative to the alternative.
Clive Palmer has made plenty of his own headlines in North Queensland since his nickel refinery went bust in 2016. The company owed $300 million to creditors when it collapsed and hundreds of workers lost their jobs. He's repeatedly pointed out that it was the administrators, not him, who sacked those employees. Mr. Palmer has promised to pay back those workers, but not until after the election.
But that's up to them to put a claim in so we can assess that and pay that, and that's something that will happen straight away. But the United Australia Party won't be doing that. I'll be doing that.
After a $50 million nationwide advertising campaign, Clive Palmer claims the federal election will leave him with the balance of power in the Senate. ABC election analyst Anthony Green believes Mr. Palmer's odds are slim.
So if Clive Palmer's running, he's out there, he's competing against the third coalition candidate, the third LNP candidate, Pauline Hanson, and United Australia Party and Fraser Anning and others, Catters Australia Party, they're all competing for the same seat. And under the new electoral system, they can't swap preferences. They have to, there'll be a high leakage rate between them.
And that's ABC election analyst Anthony Green ending Isabel Rowe's report.